new TV channel which aims to ease pet loneliness while owners are out.
Fantastic.
They have some suggestions for title here. The Great British Bark Off.
Love it.
Or the Canine O'Clock News. Dog TV is launching in the UK as a serious proposition aimed at alleviating separation anxiety within, well, maybe all pets. So they could expand it to cats. I don't think cats are as susceptible, are they?
They don't care. They're happy left alone.
Dogs do suffer from loneliness, I think, if left on their own.
Well,
for
especially
a long time.
I think as well, because during the pandemic, a lot of people were working from home.
So they were used to the company.
Yeah, they were used to having humans home, and they don't understand like why now that humans are gone again.
I'm going away now to come up with some more dog titles for TV shows.
You do that.
And I would suggest you do the same and text them into us.
Yes, please do. 083-333-975. There is nothing that Vinny loves more than a good pun list, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. 8 minutes to 8. We told you a few moments ago that a new television channel is going to be launched in the UK, especially for dogs.
Yeah, so they're going to be showing barks in recreation.
Oh, I like it.
Puppy Stenders.
Vinny has been busy.
They don't even need to change Fleabag.
No, just keep it the way it is.
And what was your game of?
Game of Bones.
But it's annoying watching TV with a dog anyway, though, Avian, because they just keep pressing pause.
Good luck. Go home, everybody. Go home, please. That is just done.
But I believe they won't be showing trailers on this channel. They'll only be showing Taylors. We did get a couple of suggestions in. Enough of the dog jokes. They're a bit rough, says Paul in Dungarvan. Like it, Paul. You're on our level. And a TV show for dogs, Best British Bark Off, from Lisa and Tremor.
That's excellent, Lisa. But I have to say, hold the phone, everybody.
Hold the dog and bone.
Hold the dog and bone, because the best one has come in on the text. Hawaii Fido.
Hey.
Yes. Well done. Really, really like that one. Thanks to everybody who has texted in your dog puns. You have made a very, very happy Vinny this morning.
I was just thinking, the littlest hobo obviously is automatically a choice.
Yeah.
Without the need for a pun.
Don't even have to work on that one.
Do you want a couple more?
Yes, please.
Tales of the Unexpected.
Love.
T-A-I-L-S.
That was from Ken.
You had come up with Patch of the Day.
That's not bad.
Because Patch is obviously a very common name for a dog. They think it's all Rover.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
again, Ken for that one.
And my own favourite, and I'm not patting myself on the back
or
anything.
Yes, you kind of are a little bit. Wait for it.
Labradora the Explorer.
Yes! Oh!
Good night. I'm here all week.
Oh, I love it. Labradora the Explorer. That's what I'm just... I love people who just find themselves hilarious. Mary O'Neill joins us in studio this morning because, do you know what, Mary? You're here because you're the queen of the puns, let's be honest.
Well, am I? I think Vincent Bradley probably holds that title.
The queen of the puns?
Yes, or the king, whatever you want. But I did burst out laughing coming to work this morning, listening to some of them. And Labradora the Explorer is very good. Was that ye or was that texted in?
I don't mean to blow my own trumpet, Mary, but...
So anyway, if you check out our Instagram and Twitter, you can see the lovely Labradora the Explorer posters that Vinny and Avian have been busy making.
It took about 30 seconds.
We're so busy in the studio in the morning.
I have some. Now, I presume this one's been used. Rex Factor.
Oh, no! Brilliant!
Has it not been used?
No, you see, sometimes the obvious ones slip you by. Rex Factor, brilliant.
This one is like Fleabag, as in you don't need to change it. The Chase.
Yeah.
You don't need to change the chase. Dogs like chasing things.
Chase.
Now, this one is really bad, okay? It's really bad. Kin Charles instead of King Charles.
Brilliant.
If you want to be really fancy, Kin Charles Cavalier. Kin, okay,
that's almost a step above in the having the think process. Very well done.
My last one's a movie.
Okay.
Meet the Cockers instead of Meet the Fockers.
Excuse you, Mary O'Neill. It's 20 to 10 of an AM. I won't have that filth.
As in Cocker Spaniels.
Oh, I'm sure that's what she meant. I'm sure that's what she meant. It's all right after the fact, isn't it?
Should I change it to Meet the Cocker Spaniels just to be really clear on it all?
Maybe. Look, he's just disgusted that his was beaten. That's the best.
I'm just so shocked that Rex Factor was my own original pun this morning, because I'm sure that has been done as a pun somewhere in a dog competition, like the Nose of Tralee, which is an actual dog competition.
Oh, very good.